Mountain Land Association of Governments, or MAG, is a government organization part of an interlocal agreement between Summit, Wasatch, and Utah counties. Sean Seeger is the director of the Metropolitan Planning Organization with MAG. He spoke with both Midway and Heber City Councils about a study to look at the feasibility of a commuter bus line connecting the Wasatch County towns to Park City.
We'd try to create that list of stakeholders that would participate in the process. We'd gather information, travel origins, destinations, conduct public surveys and outreach efforts, identify those transit routes, what type of mode we would choose. Would it be a big bus, a little bus, what the schedule might be, and what costs would be associated with running that type of service on an annual basis. So that's the kind of scope of work of what this study would do for us, and you take that information and make a decision on as to what you'd want to do next.
Seeger explained to the councils that the study would in large part be funded by a grant given to Park City. The estimated cost for the study is $50,000. However, Park City has $37,000 left over from a UDOT grant that was given to research the feasibility of the Camas commuter link.
We have some existing study money that's left over in Park City, $37,000 there. MAG, through our local planning assistance funds, we could put in $5,000. Heber City, if you guys could participate at about $2,000. And if Midway could participate at about $1,000. And then Park City would pick up any of the remaining costs. That's the proposal that we are making right now to Heber, Midway, and Park City.
The pilot Camas commuter line is free fare and is subsidized by Park City Transit. In a November meeting between the three towns' mayors, the idea of Park City Transit subsidizing the Wasatch County pilot program was also discussed.
Park City's highly motivated. You know, there's a bit of a parking problem in Park City. There's a traffic problem in Park City. I think the motivation is coming from them to try to intercept some of those trips that are coming or destined to their city and get them off of the roadway onto transit. So I wonder about what any future cost share split is going to be. Mayor, I remember in our discussions with Mayor Bierman, us talking about a pilot program, and maybe that would be something that Park City could fund. And so who knows what the actual cost is going to be.
They were pretty amiable to that suggestion. So
yeah, I think so too. Mm-hmm.
Midway Mayor Celeste Johnson. Although neither Midway or Heber officially approved the funding for the study, both councils indicated they were willing to move forward on the project. Heber Council Member Ron Crittenden asked about Wasatch County's interest. Seeger reported that the county had previously not expressed a strong desire to participate, but that he would present the idea to them to gauge interest. Another Heber Council member, Heidi Franco, asked about existing commercial transit programs.
This study would identify existing private transportation providers.
Okay.
And there are several of those, as you point out, in Park City now. They typically don't run fixed route service on a regular schedule,
mm-hmm.
which is what we're talking about. They're typically charter or custom service. So it's two different markets that they're doing. And once you start to run a fixed route, regular scheduled service, you can then qualify for some federal funds and some state funds through UDOT, which is how we would approach this project.
Midway Mayor Celeste Johnson noted that in addition to commuters, the bus route could be beneficial to tourists.
One of the reasons I reached out to Sean was we have a real need to be able to get people from our resorts over there to ski. So a lot of those folks come in on buses or whatever. They don't rent cars, and they need some sort of transportation. So Zermatt has brought in 24 ski groups this year compared to 7 that they brought in last year. And they have had to, they have their small buses, but they have had to contract with Love Bus, you know, that busing line, and it's been very expensive for them. So workforce, skiers, people who just don't want to drive and deal with parking in Park City could ride it. I mean, I think there's more than just the workforce options.
Seeger guessed the study, once approved, would take 6 to 12 months. He also said it's possible to begin the study within the first quarter of this year. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.